For WKMS News, I'm Liz Treader. A trade group representing every Kentucky hospital is getting involved in Governor Matt Bevin's lawsuit against 16 Kentuckians over the state's impending changes to Medicaid. Those changes, including a community engagement requirement, lockout periods, and premiums for some enrollees, are set to roll out beginning in July. WFPL's Lisa Gillespie reports that it all started back in January when the Kentucky residents filed a federal suit in Washington, D.C., arguing that the Republican governor's changes, dubbed Kentucky Health, are illegal.
Then, in February, Bevin filed a separate federal lawsuit in the Eastern District of Kentucky. The suit asked for a ruling that the approved changes are lawful. The Kentucky Hospital Association is now intervening in Governor Bevin's lawsuit. KHA attorney Wesley Butler says that its member hospitals will need to be part of whatever arguments are made because health providers will be a big part of the implemented changes.
We recognize that the governor has to make some very difficult choices to manage a very large program. We would much rather us be proactive in managing those issues rather than allowing them to continue to deteriorate. As the program tends to do with a lack of innovation.
The residents' lawsuit in Washington is pending under a judge appointed by former President Barack Obama, a Democrat. Meanwhile, the majority of district judges in the Eastern District of Kentucky were appointed by a Republican president. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.